Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
New York is weaponizing fraud law to censor the abortion pill reversal protocol. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, you know, Matt, we were privileged to file an amicus brief in this case in the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals, and the case is National Institute of Family and Life Advocates, which is often called NIFLA, versus James. And this is a case where the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, she is attempting to silence pro-life pregnancy centers from advertising progesterone therapy, which is what helps save unborn babies if a woman has taken the abortion pill.
Mifepristone actually starves the baby. That's what it does. It starves the baby, and it changes your progesterone levels. So when you have this particular drug to start an abortion procedure that actually starves the baby, if you change your mind in time, and many women do, and then you take the progesterone protocol treatment to increase progesterone and thus counteract the starving of mifepristone of reduction of progesterone, then there is a very high rate, 64 to 68%, rate of success for reversing these pregnancies that would otherwise end in abortion.
But can you imagine not wanting mothers the opportunity to save their children, unless, of course, there's some monetary incentive for her?
Well, I think monetary incentive is certainly one, but I think also it's motivated by just a blind following, demonic
yeah.
type of commitment to death.
Yeah.
That just does not value the sanctity of human life. I mean, why else would you want to prevent a woman from getting information that would save their baby?
Well, I would imagine she gets some money probably on the side from Planned
Parenthood. Well, I'm sure she gets it from
Planned Parenthood. So that's her incentive too.
Well, one of our, John Stenberger, president of our 501c4 nonprofit organization, Liberty Counsel Action, he just recently attended a NIFLA conference that was done for their crisis pregnancy centers in Virginia. And he attended one of the events that was a panel of experts and women sharing stories about the abortion pill, not only the harm of it, but also the trauma. And if you think about it, you might not have really thought about it in these terms, but the trauma from the abortion pill for women far outweighs the trauma from a surgical abortion.
And it's less safe, too.
It's less safe. But why would you say the trauma from the pill is worse than the trauma from the actual surgical abortion? Well, in the surgical abortion situation, a third party is actually committing the act, the abortionist. And then that woman likely is under some sedation, so is not really fully cognizant of what's taking place in some cases, and does not see the result of the abortion once it's done.
Right.
So the woman comes into the brick and mortar, somebody else administers this abortion, does the actual abortion, the woman recovers and leaves and doesn't see what she just did. But in the chemical abortion, the woman is the actual person who is the agent. She is actually putting the pill in her body voluntarily. Not a third party. She's doing it herself. And worse, once that abortion pill takes effect and she expels the baby, oftentimes she might be in the bathroom, on the toilet, and expels the baby. And guess what? She actually sees the baby in the toilet bowl.
Right.
And they pick it up. And that was some of the stories from this conference, is these women are seeing horrible things. I won't even describe some of these to you. It's so horrible. But they see the baby and they realize what they have just done
right
to their own baby.
And meanwhile, they can easily bleed to death.
and they can bleed to death, and they see, in some cases, you know, the baby, they still see the heart beating until it stops. They see it moving until it stops,
yeah.
And they pick it up in their hands, and they see it, and they realize, oh my goodness, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
And they scream, and they try to get help, and there's nobody there to help them. And it typically is done. This is happening typically in the bathroom at home, maybe in the bathroom that's off the main bedroom where they sleep every night. And so every time they go in there, every time they go to sleep, they are reminded that that was where they killed their baby and ended that baby's life. So the trauma is so far worse. And I think what you're going to see, unfortunately, is more and more trauma like this. And you're going to see women come out with stories like I've just talked about, horrible stories of trauma. And so, you know, we've had a situation with Dr. Lyle, an OBGYN emergency specialist up in the Panhandle in Florida, highly credentialed OBGYN physician who also has treated women with this progesterone protocol therapy. He has given us stories on our programs, Freedom Alive television program.
He has a high rate of success, too.
He has a high rate of success. I think his rate of success is even higher than this 64 to 68%
mm-hmm.
that I mentioned. His is pretty high. And he actually gave a story, remember that, where the woman saw a sign?
A billboard.
After she had taken the pill, she called the number. She was put through to Dr. Lyle, and he gave her the progesterone protocol. And she came back a few days later, and lo and behold, the heartbeat is still there.
Right. But it's so heartbreaking. This attorney general has sued 11 of these pro-life pregnancy centers, saying that they're promoting advertising?
Advertising.
Yeah, against the business law, business fraud law. I mean, really?
Yeah, she wants to literally silence them. It's hard to believe. I mean, this is a very pro-abortion attorney general, Letitia James in New York. We've encountered her where we had to litigate against her and her predecessor, where they tried to come after pro-life sidewalk counselors. We ended up winning after several years of litigation. Now she's coming after these pregnancy centers. She wants to silence them so that they will not provide information to women that, you know what? There's some hope. And if you act right now, we can put you in touch with a doctor that can give you this progesterone protocol, and you might be able to save your baby. Because the worst thing is that this woman takes the pill and then regrets it, realizes she's done something terribly wrong, and she wants to stop it. And what James is saying is, no, you can't give her any information to help her stop.
Right, and she's claiming that this abortion pill reversal is, quote-unquote, unproven, which is not true. I mean, as you mentioned, Dr. Lyle, and statistics show at least 6,000 babies have been saved with a success rate of up to 64 to 68%.
Yeah, and it really
That's
all
proven.
Depends upon how early you take this after you take the pill.
Right, because there's two pills. You know, the first one is to kill and starve the baby. The second one is to expel the baby. So if you get the progesterone soon after you take the first pill, there's a high probability you can save your child.
That's right. And again, the physiological mechanism is the first one starves the baby of progesterone, and literally starves the baby, reduces the progesterone level. And then if you take high doses of progesterone, that counteracts it.
Right.
So that counteracts it so that you wouldn't be starving the baby. And then, of course, you don't take the second pill, which causes you to go through contractions and expel the baby.
Right, because a woman naturally creates more progesterone in her body to enable to hold the baby throughout the pregnancy.
And this what the first one, mifepristone, actually starves the baby of progesterone. So it makes sense that you then increase progesterone with this progesterone protocol therapy, that you could counteract this other drug that's trying to reduce the progesterone levels. She claims it's unproven. The fact of the matter is a success rate of 64 to 68% among 6,000 unborn babies that have been saved is a pretty successful success rate. And then if you look at Dr. Lyle, his success rate, I think, is, as I said, much higher than that. But she is clearly trying to intimidate. We have filed an amicus brief in this case at the Court of Appeals, arguing that this is a violation of their First Amendment right to freedom of speech, and that her attempt should be struck down by the courts, and that these crisis pregnancy centers should be able to engage in their expressive activity in New York. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. That's lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.